Okay, today's shiur is Arachin Daf Chaf, as we continue in this fifth parak, and as you see, all of these prakim are a couple of daf each. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we finish the parak, but Be'ez Hashem, today we continue our discussions of umdinas and figuring out if somebody promises a certain amount to the Beis HaMikdash, how much does he have to give? So the Mishnah we had yesterday said that if somebody promises to give the damim of their hand, so then you have to figure out how much is their hand shaveh. And how do you figure that out? You figure out how much the person is worth with and without a hand. And that is a chumrah of nedarim more than arachin, because by nedarim, you say that that's meaningful by saying just the weight of the hand. Masha'enke, when it comes to arachin, if somebody gives the erech of their yad, so that's meaningless, as we will see, by Hashem, in the Mishnah, and review it today. Okay, so the Gemara says, how do you figure out how much a hand is worth? That was a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Rava said, you use the omed shel nezikin, how much a person would be worth after they get damaged. Nezik here means chavala. Interesting. Rashi says nezek is chavala, even though nezek is a more inclusive category than chavala, but it seems like that's what it's talking about in the Gemara. So omed shel nezikin, and Abaya does not like that, because Abaya says if somebody is a nechbal, then people will have a hard time seeing him as a perfect person with two arms, and he would be give him an omid of less difference between the two values. That is why Abaya says, rather, it's about somebody who only uses one of their hands, but they have two hands. And one of them is, the Gemara said, Lamaskana muchtav lamalchus. Muchtav l'rabba rishon. Lamalchus would be like cut off. Muchtav l'rabba rishon, and it's just off limits, but it really, it is there. Okay, so boy Rava. So the Gemara says now about eight lines up. Boy Rava, amduhu omed shel nezikin v'amar demei alai. Let's say he had an omed already. We know how much it's worth. And then v'amar demei alai. Then he says demei alai. Then he does it again. I want to give the damim of my arm. He already said it last week, and they had an omed in between. And now he says it again. Mahu mi amar ha'amduhu chadazimna. Do we say, well, he just had an omed? If you just had an omid, so then what do you have to do another one again? Odilma or shiny umdana de beasara may umdana de be tlasa. Or there's a difference between an estimation that takes place with 10 people and 3 people. In our case, we're not talking about, I think I misspoke, we're not talking about a case where he said dmei alai twice. The first omid was a real nezek omid. A person was wounded. And therefore, how much does he have to pay? He has to pay whatever Bezin evaluates. How many judges do that? That's 3. Right? That's Dini Mamanus Peshlosha. First 3 words of Masechah Sanhedrin. But if you look back in that Mishnah on Daf Beis and Sanhedrin, it says that by Arachin you need 10 people for the Omed. So here, do you have to do it again? You just did it for Nezikin, but that was only 3. Maybe Shiny Umdana de Be'asara, maybe Umdana de Be'tlasa. Maybe 3 is different than 10. In terms of what? So at this point you might say, well, people, it might be a practical issue. People might come up with a different number. Or you might say the process is different. The process of an umdun of 3 is different, and the process of an umdun of 10 is something more formal. Not just practically finding out, but there's certain distinction to the process itself. And you get that feel from the following questions. Again, there's an important tosis here, but let's just finish all the questions. Says the Gemara, and if you want to say that there is a difference between 10 and 3, and even if you just did the umdana for the chavala of 3, you got to do another one. You got to do the umdana of 10. So, Amar, what about this case? The case that I said before. What if you have 2 dmei alais? So, in that case, hacha vadai, here certainly will say, ha amduha be'asara, you just had 10 people being omedim. So, what would you have to do it again for? Odilma shevach b'nei u'b'nei. V'im tip saloma. The shida is in the next one. But either way, or do you say that there might have been an appreciation in between? And therefore, who knows? So you just had an omen of 10, but maybe there'll be a different omen of 10, so you got to do it again, even though it was like 2 days ago. The Gemara says, V'yim tip salomar, and if you want to say, Shevach b'nei b'nei, and if you want to say you need another Omed, because maybe the appreciation in between, that's what the Shita adds in. Omer Demei Alai Velo Amduha. What about this case? A person says Demei Alai, and they didn't do an Omed yet. V'chazav Omer Demei Alai, and then he says it again. So Mahu, what do you say in that case? Hocha Vadai B'chai Zimnam Din Alai. There, he owes two. So there, for sure, would we say that you just do one umdana for both chiyuvim, all dilma, or no? Kiva de bezeh achar zeh nadar trei zimni umdinalei. Or because it was separate nadar, you have to do two umdanas. Weiter. V'imtib salomar kiva de bezeh achar zeh nadar trei zimni umdinalei. And if you want to say that, if you did it one after another, if you didn't do the umd in between, you could do, even if you did, you want to do one, it's not good enough. You have to have one omed per neder. So what about this case? What if he says them both at the same time? Amar shnei demeol ay bebasachas bahu. They're even more connected. Hocha vada bebasachas nadar, bebasachas amdin alay. Here for sure, one package neder, one omed. O delmano, kivan de kamar shnei kezeach azedami. Because he said two, he didn't just say, I want to pay double my hand. He said two neders of my hand. So therefore, you need, it's like zeh or zeh, and he said it separately. Ibtib salomar, kivatak amar, shnei kezeh or zeh. I mean, if you want to say, one thing says two, it's as if two, zeh or zeh, therefore you would need two separate ones. Amduha me elav, mahu. What happens if amduha me elav? If Rashi says, below shem tzorach, let's say he had an omit for some other reason, not l'shem neder. Not l'shem neder, but he had another one for something else, and there happened to be 10 people there that did it. So would that work? Mi amrinan ha'amid me'elav v'ka'i. He just had an umdana, and it's here. So why would you have to do another one? O dilma bina kavana l'umdana. Or do you need kavana le'umdana? All of these questions. Stop there for a minute before we start answering them. That is, you see from the questions that there's something more about an umed, about umdana for these nadarim than just getting the result and just getting the value. Because if it was just getting the value, it doesn't sound like that's the studim of the Gemara to require it. Just getting the value, especially by two. It's the same value. So what that you said two, but he said it at the same moment that he should be worth the same. Or if you had an umdana me elav. You need lishma, said the Brisker Rav. It sounds like from here, each umdana is you need an umdana lishma for each person. It's part of the process. It's not just about the result of finding out how much he's worth, but there's a maisa umdana that's required.
And why is the Gemara say about Shavah Beni Beni?
So there it might show any Beni Beni, you're right. So the earlier questions might just be about the Lamaisa results. You're right. But we've graduated after that to other questions that maybe it's not even, the issue isn't just the value, but the issue is something deeper. Again, that's what, if you look at the Brisker Rav right here, he seems to have that lashon that there's something. The Gemara says you don't even need the Brisker Rav. The Gemara says you need kavana l'umdana. What kind of requirement is that? Kavana l'umdana? Just get the umdana. No, it's not just about getting the value. It's part of the process of hakdasha, and it has to be integrity to the process, not just about getting the result. The Brisker Rav is asked on this Gemara. Amaylo shayach lasu umdana achas al shnei chiyuvim. The efshar to beemes em yasu umdana beis chiyuvim vade mahani. Rak de mayish asu umdana rak lechiyuv echad. Mibayle em hani zem meil gam lechiyuv sheni. But you need some type of lishma. Suggested the Brisker Rav, the whole shayla of the Gemara in the case of two is if you only did it l'shem one, would it be okay l'shem two? But if you had in mind l'shma for both originally, he said maybe that for sure would work. Maybe that's not what the Gemara is talking about. But you see from here that there's something about the umdana separate from just getting the result. I thought maybe you could connect, you could parallel this. We have a parallel where, let's see anybody who connects this, but I think it's parallel, where also it seems like, oh, the point is just to get the result, but you have to do it anyway sometimes, even if you know the result. And that's the issue of medida by Egla Arufa. Measuring by Egla Arufa. The halacha is, even if it's obvious which city is closest, you have to measure. You have to do the medida. That's the halacha. If you know, unless there's only one city close to this anonymous corpse, it doesn't matter. You got to measure. You have to do a Maisa Medita, says the Rambam. All these halachas are in Hilchos Rotzeach. Ha-haruk she-nimsa nofel ba'aretz, lo-noda mi-yikahu. Anonymous corpse. Ma-nichan oso bim-komo, you leave him there. V'yotzen chamisha zakenim, ibesen ha-gadol shibu-shalayim. five zakenim go out. Shenemar v'yatzu zakenecha v'shavtecha u'modedin mimenu el ha'arim shesvivos ha'chalal. You measure from the corpse to all the cities that are close. Afilu nimsa bitzad ir zu shahadavar yadua bevadai shehi akrova mitzvah limdod. Even if you find it right next to a city, you got to do medida anyway. And the Mishnah Melech says right here, based on a Mizrahi, he thinks that if there are six cities that are potential, so you do Maisa Medida to all of them. But when the Gemara said when the Gemara says that it's the one is closest, that just means you don't have to do Medida to the others. But you still have to do Medida to this one. The Iker Chiyah Medida Lohavi Elomaiha Yerakrova. The Iker Mitzvah Medida is to do it to the closest city. We usually have to do it to the five closest ones because you don't know which one is closest. But once you know which one is closest, so you just do Medida to that city. You don't have to measure to all the cities around if you know which one is closest, but you have to measure to that closest one. So again, why? If the whole point of Medida is just which one is the closest, which one is going to have to do the process of Yadenu Lo Shafcho Es Adam Hazeh, so then you say, what do you mean? It's obvious. You know which one is closest. So again, you see from this process that it's not just about the getting the result, but there's something about the medida itself, the measuring, as part of the process of Eglah Rufa. So too by Umdana is part of the process of a Hakdasha. Somebody is Makdish. Part of the Hakdasha is to have people go and, 10 people go and measure how much, not measure, estimate how much he is worth. Okay. So that is an important briska rav and ha'ara from the Rambam. Okay, let's just finish the Mishnah and then we'll come back to Tosfos. Says the Gemara, Pasha Miyachada, let's at least answer one of these questions. Ditnan, our Mishnah says, Demei alive amaze. The next Mishnah says, if somebody says the damim should be upon him and then he dies, lo yinu yarshim, jain damim lamesim. Somebody says, I want to give my damim to the Beis HaMikdash, then he dies. His children do not have to give. If there was no umdana before he died, shein damim lamesim. Because a mace doesn't have umdana, doesn't have damim, doesn't have a value. And therefore here, he doesn't have to give it. That's what the Mishnah says. V'yi salka dai dacham duhu me'elov havi umdana. And if you say, we're at least trying to answer the last question. If you say that if it's an umdana that happens by itself, it should count as an umdana, ha'amid v'kai. So this guy had an umdana. Why meek a garbage l'shavi arba zuzei? He was at least worth 4 zuz. So far, you don't know how much he was worth. Ain't damim l'meisim. But it was as if he had an automatic umdana before he died, because everybody's worth a certain amount. 4 zuz. Haraya, the fact that the Gemara Mishnah does not say that, and that the Yarshim have to pay 0, they're putter totally. It must be that automatic umdana does not work. So the Gemara answers, no. Umdana me'elov nachas l'umdana. No, you could still be mechalik between an umdana me'elav versus one that never happened. The Gemara's whole shaila was that they were omitted for something else for some reason. So that's an umdana me'elav. The Mishnah, what, automatic without any umdana? So that, the Gemara never asked. That for sure might not work, even if the earlier umdana would work. Period. Okay. The Rambam does not quote any of these ibayas. To quote any of these ibayas. Little Tsarach Ian, the Mepharshim, point out why he doesn't quote any of these shilas. Rav Yashiv suggests, here in the Ha'aris, he says, maybe the Rambam is based on the following. V'ulai l'kach lo chasha Rambam, l'chtov hanach ibayas, d'lamad, d'kol ibayas, einon ela l'mad d'lesle d'shmuel. Maybe all of these ibayas are only those who argue with Shmuel. Which Shmuel are we talking about? Shmuel who holds that hektesh avimana shechila shara pruta mechulal. Right, we're going to have later on, we've had it before. Shmuel holds that if I have hektesh, and by extension, neta ravai, maiser sheni, we discussed in mitzvah shir a couple of days ago. If you have that, so usually, especially bizman mikdash, you have to redeem that for shava b'shava. If I have 5,000 shekel worth of fruit or a hektish item, I have to redeem it for 5,000 shekel. What if I redeemed it for a pruta? Shmuel says, b'diavid, that's okay. That works. Hektish shavim manashkel shvar pruta mechulo. That's the halacha. Why? Because it's not a case of like, oh no, where you're ripping somebody off. This is a process of pidyon, of chilol. And therefore it works. And bizmana zed, that's what we do lechad chila. Bizmana mikdash yev shavim b'shavim. But bizmana zed, when we're potem maisa netar avai, we do it even lechadchila on a pruta. So suggests Rav Yashiv, maybe all these questions of figuring out an exact umdana are only according to those who would argue on Shmuel, even though we don't have anybody mefurish in Shas who argues on Shmuel. But maybe, because why? According to Shmuel, what's to be an umdana? So it's wrong, but it's going to work anyway. It's going to work anyway, Big the Evan. Mechulo, for the Damim. Interesting, he calls this Dmei Olai a chilul. It's not like you have something kadosh that you have to be poded. He calls this a chilul by saying Dmei Olai. But he says, Aval Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Kivit to be the Evan, Mechulo al Shava Pruta, but the Evan it'll work. Ain't Lachish Lachose. So maybe all these Ibayas, the Rambam does not quote because he holds like Shmuel, which would work with the Evan. Mashaykin, the Manda Amar of all these Ibayas would again be against Shmuel. That's a big chiddush because two things. Number one, Rabbi Yashav says, Achtirat said, Dachuk, the Dayish, Dafkamina, Gamalibat Shmuel, Lagabe Din Lechanchila, Bisman Abayas. Even Shmuel agrees on a Lechanchila level, and also, it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. All these Gemaras are loyally, all these Ibayas are loyally, but the Hilchasa. More never gives a hint that it's only limited according to one and not the other. And even according to Shmuel, it sounds like there are, even if you want to say that, it's Mechulah, but the Gemara, the questions are about a formal process, like we said, even if you know exactly what the value is. Okay, that's the Rebbe Yashiv's Ha'ara. Okay, we can have a shiur about this. There's no Dafi Inshi this week. It's just been a busy week, so we'll try to squeeze one in the next 5 minutes. And that is, Tosfos, on the bottom of the previous Amud, asked a simple question without answering it. Tosfos says, the Gemara assumes, based on the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin, that one requires 10 dayanim, or 10 people, to figure out the value for a person going to the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's what the bottom Rashi quotes, the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin, HaKarkos Tisha V'Kohen V'Adam Kayotze Bohen. You need 9 plus a Kohen, based on Psukim. So Tosfos asks, Hiksha Rabbeinu Elchanan, Rabbeinu Elchanan. There's Rabbeinu Elchanan and Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Elchanan for the rest of the centuries of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Now, somebody says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has eclipsed Rabbi Chanan in Balei Tosfos. But we have to remember him. Fix Rabbeinu Elchanan, Amai ain't Sarech, Yotzer Me'at Sarah. Why don't we need more than 10? V'ha Bezdin Shakul Hu. It's a Bezdin Shakul. Come on, the beginning of Sanhedrin. You can't have an even number of Dayanim in a Bezdin. Bezdin Shakul. So that's the source for Bezdin Dinim Amnes B'Shlosha. Because you have a source, it says 2, and then you add on 1, right? 22, and you add on 1 to make it 23. Bezin shakel. So why do you need a bezin shakel here? That's Tosa's question. V'chal milsa tetuya b'svara, tzarech echro. You're going to have to make a decision. You don't want to have a stalemate. V'chanami, karle bezin. V'hei bezin shakel, mosif and leirot echad. V'hei yud aleph. Should require 11, not 10. Shebechal bati dinim shal mamo v'dinim nefashas. Amar, bezin shakel, mosif and leirot echad. We always say that. That's Tosfos a Shaila, Rabbeinu Elchanan, without answering it, why don't you need a Bezdin Shakel here? So, if you look, some of the action is in beginning of Sanhedrin, and in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, where this also comes up. So the Rashba there in Megillah Chav Gimel quotes the same Rabbeinu Elchanan. Why don't you say that you need 11? You can have 10. V'li Nira says the Rashba. D'shayni hacha, Shapira l'cha kasav asara b'parsha. V'ilukein havelu mechtav yud aleph. It's learned, this Bezdin is learned, these 10 people are learned that based on Psukim. Reba Umiyat, it says the word Adam a certain number of times. So, if we meant 11, it would have gone out of its way to say 11. If it's based on Psukim, 10 mentions, so then it has to be 10. It must be, that's what it means. V'yena Dome, and don't compare this to the source of Kiddush HaChodesh, eating 3, because it says, V'yomar Hashem al Moshe v'yal Aaron, and ain't Bezdin Shakel, there it says 2, and we add on. Because there it had to be, Moshe and Aaron. Who else was going to be talked to? You can't be medayik from Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron. In the other parsha it says a certain word a number of times. Okay, you can be medayik. Why does the Torah say that word a number of times? But Moshe and Aaron, Zeino poreit, Levisha Dibur, Eino El Imoyen. Veikan Makal Mahazgir Shlishi, El Asamach, El Adavar Yadua, Shein Bezin Shakel. Avokan, Kiva Denachas Akasav, Leminyana, Yimana Ha'achadasar, Velomi Shiru. Once the Torah is saying 10 limudim, so say an 11th limud. And a dozen, it must be that you only require 10. That is the Rashba. The Turei Evan, Shagas Aryeh there in Megillah.
Rashi doesn't say before
it's Bezdin. Right, you need, but it's in the context of the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which is all about Batei Dinim. First Mishnah in Sanhedrin. If you look in the Turei Evan there, he quotes the Rashba and he says, no, there's a different answer. He says, when do you need a Bezdin Shakel? Bezdin Shakel you need when there's going to be a machlokas about something and you need to have a majority. Yeah, that was always an odd number. You need a bezin of 23. You need a bezin of 3. But here, what's happening here? You have 10 people figuring out how much this guy's worth. Is there going to be a machlokas here? Is there going to be a machlokas here? What, they say he's worth 20. They say he's worth 19. No, says the Torah Evan, here you need a unanimous decision. They have to come up with a number. All of them need to come up with a number. So you don't need an odd number because they're all going to come up with a number anyway. One number. Because you know what? They could all come up with a different number. Then you're going to be stuck because you're going to have 10 different numbers. That's not how it's working here. Bezin shakel is when there's a machlokas between two different psakim, patur or chayiv, asur or mutter, whatever the case is. But here, says the Turei Evan, v'yefsher li lomar, d'hok l'gabi pidyon hektish, ain lo inyon lebezin shakel. Very important to Raven. Tahani, immediately, when do you need a bezin shakol? Deba'i, ain bezin shakol, kalhecha da azlina basaruba. Lafiha, chim yachloku, shi echon machriel is ad echad. So then you need a decision. Avagabi hektish, de rabbi rachman asara, be'inot sheyu, kal asara maskimin ladas echad. It's got to be a unanimous decision. Velo azlina basarov deos, tafilu echad ma'akev. Even one can be ma'akev if they don't need it. So you don't need a bezin shakol because you're never going to have a machlokas. They're not going to be able to come to the decision until they answer. That is the Turei Evan over there. That's also the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes, remember Sfas Emes says it here and in Megillah. I don't remember what he says in which place. So first here in Megillah, he says, he quotes the Turei Evan, and he says, Yesh Lomar, then he gives a different answer. He says, De Yesh Lomar to HaKohen Hu Kishnayim. There's 9 in a Kohen. Kohen counts more. Whichever side, even if it ends up being 5 and 5, the Kohen wins. V'yim kein shaper havi ki yud aleph. Lefi zeh, nimsa she yoser tov, she tes Yisraelim ve'echad Kohen, mi she yekulab Kohenim. Does he a bezin shakel? Right, that would be worse. V'hachi mistaver, to ikka kroka goeng siv. V'tzarach yim lahefech. I don't know what's going to be the opposite, says the Sfas Emes. She a rove neged dasa Kohen, b'shuma. What if it's like 6 to 4, but the 4 have the Kohen with him? That I'm not sure about. What should you do? Because it has to be v'arach ha-Kohen. That's the Sfas Emes over there in Megillah. Here, I think he says what the Turei Evan says. V'yefshu l'tare, he said that secondly, he says, l'tare v'tes v'kohen im hei yom arkach v'yakohen b'tocho sona chamisha chashuvin karov. And then he says, Odef Shalomar, Dahacha Binan Dafka, Shakal Sorry, Yeshimu Kakwa Zim Basarov. Right, here is Turei Evan. So the Sfas Emes here says what the Turei Evan says there. Behind this whole issue, I mean, this will finish. Behind this whole issue might be, we have been assuming Bezin Shakal is all about just breaking a stalemate. There are certain sources, and Achronim discussed this, Rav Zsolti discusses this in an article on Bezin Shakal, that yes, the motivation for Bezin Shakal, requiring an odd number of Dayanim, might have been so you never have a stalemate, but once that's true, that might become the definition of a Bezin, even in a case where you don't require a decision to break a stalemate. Right? What do the other Rishonim say? Tosis for sure says it doesn't have to be unanimous. Maybe it could be the Rashba. It could be that even if you require unanimous, you're still going to require a Bezin Shakel because now that's part of the formal definition of Bezdin. Even where there's no decision. Where do you see this? Some Rishonim say you need a Bezin Shakel where there's no decision at all. Chalitza needs 3. What is Chalitza need 3? First mission of the 12th parak of Yevamos. What is Chalitza need 3? What are you deciding? You're just witnessing. Gerus needs 3. What do you need 3 for Gerus for? What are you deciding? You're just witnessing. Oh, it might be because Bezin Shakel, yes, originally, the motivation for a Bezin Shakel might have been to break a stalemate, but once that becomes the definition of a Bezdin, you might require that even where there is no decision being made. So that is an important yesod that the Achronim bring up. Again, it comes up by Chalitza. Hafaris Nedarim. Why you need 3 for the machlokas we shown, and why you need 3 for first adar? Is it based on a limud? Is it based on bezin shakel? Again, it's a big topic. Hopefully, we'll be able to have more of a shiur about it at one time. But that is one of the big contexts. Is this discussion of umdina? Okay, says the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. That counts for daf chaf, even though the Tosfos is on daf yutesma beis. Good. Chomer be'erchin mi ba'nedarim. There's a chomer by erchin that we don't have by nedarim. So we just had a chomer by nedarim. That was the previous Mishnah. But now we see there's a chomer by erchin or by nedarim. Ketzad. Ha'omer erki alaiva meis yitznu hayarshim. As we just alluded to, if somebody says, if they want to give their erech, and then they die, then the Yerushim has to give it, because that didn't require an umdana, right? Because that's in the Torah. He wants to give his erech. But damim does not work. Erech yadi ve'erech ragli alai. If somebody wants to give their erech of one of their parts of their body, lo amaklum, that's meaningless. As we said before, there's no erech to a hand. But erech roshi, erech kvedi alai, but the erech of my head or my liver, right? Because I want to give, and that's a davar shen Hashem tuliyabo. So nosin erech kulo, zaklal davar shen Hashem tuliyabo, nosin erech kulo. Discussed at the beginning of the Besechta all about this and relating to the Gemara in Kiddushin about Pashta Kiddusha Bekula. Next, this is new. We never had this before. Chatzi Erki Alai. If somebody says, I want to give half of my Erech, so that's okay, because we know it's an Erech and he wants to give half of that. So notice in Chatzi Erko, he could give half of his Erech. Erech Chetziyai Alai, but if he wants to give the Erech of half of him, so half of him is Neshama Tliyabo. Half of his body. So notice in Erekulo, then he has to give both. Depending on, give the whole thing. Again, if he promises to give half of his Erech, he gives half. But he wants to give Erech of half of him, but you can't give half of him. Half of him is his whole thing. Also, Chatzi Dami Alai, if he wants to give half of his Damim, notice Chatzi Damav, he gives half his Damim. Dime Chetzye Alai, the Damim of half of me, notice in Dime Kulo, again, he gives me Kulo, as we're going to see, because that was based on the Hekesh, between Damim and Arachin, as we had earlier. Zea Klau, Davashan Hashem Tuliabo, notice in Dime Kulo, as we said before. That was called Nidom Lefi Kvodo. If you remember, we had that earlier in the Masechta. Rav Yashav here is Mesupik. Is there a concept, if you say, I want to give half of my Erech, which you give half of your Erech, is there a concept of Hesig Yad there? So he has that suffix. Because Hesig Yad, which, you know, as much as you can give, and the rest is fine. But here, half of your Erech is not really one of the amounts in the Torah. So he has that suffix, whether Hesig Yad applies. Okay, interesting.
By Dhammim, if you say, I'm going to give my head or my liver, does the same rule apply?
By damim, if you give, yeah, the same rule applies. You have to give the whole. Because that's based on the Hekesh to Arachin.
I'm saying, it doesn't mention it in the
Mishnah. Right, it doesn't mention it, but that's the case of Chatzi. If you want to give Dmei Chatzi Alai, you have to give Dmei Kulo because of Neshama Shatul and Neshama Tuliyabo.
Right.
Good. Ha'omer Erko Shoploni Alai. Now, if somebody says, I want to give the Erech of Ruvain, and then Meis HaNoder V'Anidor, and they both die. The person who made the nether and Reuven dies, Yitru Yarshim. The Yarshim have to give it because the Erech was automatic. We know that Erech. Dumb of Shoploni Alai, but if the person says, I want to give the Dumb of Ploni of Amazah Noder, Yitru Yarshim, and the Noder died, the Yarshim still have to give it because the Nidar is still there. He could be Muhammad, Mes HaNidar, Lo Yinu Yarshim, Dei Damim LaMesim. But if the Nidar died, no, because there is no Dumb for Mesim, and the Umdana goes by Shas. You know, when he comes to Bezdin. Tana Rabbanan, Chomer b'Nedar mi ba'arachin. There's a Chomer by Nedarim, right, the opposite of the Mishnah. By Nedarim for more than Arachin. Why? She Nedarim chal on al b'im b'chayev ha'of. Right? And number one, Nedarim can be chal on animals. There's no Erech to animals. Ve'ein Nidonim b'hesag yad. And also, Chomer number one is chal on animals. Chomer number two, Ve'ein Nidonim b'hesag yad. There's no concept of hesag yad, meaning we don't figure out how much you should have to pay, and you pay and you're scot-free. You owe the whole amount. And therefore, you pay some today, but we'll keep a record. And you'll have to pay the rest of it when you can. Masha Enkin, Ba'arachin, there is a kind of Hesek Yad, and it's not Chal on animals. That's number one. Chomer Ba'arachim Ibanadarim. But the opposite is true. Ketsa, like our Mishnah said, Amar Erki Alai Vames. If somebody says, my Erech should be upon me, and then he dies, Yitnu Yarshim, the Yarshim have to give it. That's a Chomer Ba'arachin. Demei Alai Vames, Lo Yitnu Yarshim, Dein Damim Lamesim. Fine. That was part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continued. Amar Erki Alai Vames Yitznu Yarshim. So if somebody dies after they promise an Erech, the Yarshim have to give it. Shma Mina Milva Alpek Ovim Yarshim. This is not recorded anywhere. So this is like a Milva Alpek. So shouldn't this prove a topic we had earlier and elsewhere? A Milva Alpek is collectible from Yarshim. Right? If somebody Reuven owes somebody money and then Reuven died and it's a Milva Alpek, you could go to the orphans. So Gemara said, no. Shiny hacha, they can't. Here is different. Why? The milva ksuva batorahi. This is a milva haksuva batorah. What is a milva ksuva batorah? So, machlokas rashi tosus and bechoros we had, and elsewhere, kiddushin. Is it just that it's lumdish, rashi says in kiddushin yud gimel, that it's a chiyuv that flows from the Torah and not from my actions? Or tosus says it, and this is what's assumed by most rishonim, it's a chiyuv that I wouldn't have known without the Torah. And the Torah comes along, Pidyon HaBen. I would have known you have to give five for a Bechor. No, the Torah is Bechadish, that you have to give five. So Milvak Suva Batorah. So Arachin is a Milvak Suva Batorah. So that's why it's collectible from Yarshim. So the Gemara says, okay, at least I know the following. Shema Minah Milvak Suva Batorah Ksuva Bishtar Damya. At least is that what I can prove? Fine, I can't prove anything about Milval Peh. But I can prove that a Milvak Ksuva Batorah is like as if Ksuva Bishtar. So the Gemara says, no, you also can't prove that. Because maybe our Mishnah is about Hacha B'maya Skina Kish Amar V'din. Maybe our Mishnah is a case where he said, I'm going to give an Erech, and then he had a Hamadas Hadin, and then he died before he got to pay. So there, after Hamadas Hadin, it's a real Chiyuf. So that Chiyuf passes to the Yarshim, but maybe Milvak Suva Batorah wouldn't. So the Gemara says, one second, Dechvas Agabi Demeolai, if the case of Arachin in the Mishnah is about you had Hamadas Hadin, so the parallel case must be about Damim. If somebody says Demeolai, and we say it must be Hamadas Hadin yet, so I'm either Yinu Yarshim. We say, oh no, ain't Damim Lameis. No, but you already had it Hamadas Hadin. So the Yarshim should have to pay that too. So the Gemara says, no. Demeolai Mechuser Umdina. By Demeolai, you already had Hamadas Hadin, but they didn't. They didn't evaluate him yet. And until you have the evaluation, it's not passed down. Erech Yalai lo mechuz lo klum. But Erech Alai, you don't have to have an umdana. The Torah says how much the value is. So Hamadas Hadin just means, okay, you have to pay, let's figure out how much you have to pay. That's good enough to pass down Arachin, that's not good enough to pass down Damim.
Nobody's arguing what happened.
They came to court. Bezdin said, you're going to have to pay once we figure out how much you're worth. The guy died.
By Erki Alai. And nobody's arguing. Everybody knows that he said this. So Yoshnas want to know if they have to pay.
But
there's no Hamadas Hadin, they pater.
But if there was no Hamadas Hadin, right, well, the Gemara is saying that you could say they're pater. According to the Mandamar, Milvak Suva Batorah, right? According to the Manda Amar of Milvak Suva Batorah, Eino Kiksuva Bishtar Adamya, and Milval Peh, Logo Vibin Ayarshim, so then Nechinam, yeah. But if you say it is Kiksuva, then they would have to pay. The Gemara is just saying that you can't prove it from our Mishnah. Good. Says the Gemara, two dots. Erech Yadi Viragli Alai Vachulu, Amarev Gidel Amarav, Vino Saint Ameha. If you say, I want to give the Erech on my hand, so that's nothing, you don't have to give your Erech, because there's no Erech for Yad, but you do have to give Damim. There's a backup Damim, even though you don't have to give the Erech, you have to give a backup Damim. Follow my Klum Ktani, what do you mean? It says you have to give anything. Lomar Klum L'Rabbanon, V'nosin Damel L'Rabbi Meir. We have this Machlokas already. According to the Rabbanon, who say, Adamotzi Dvar of Levatala, then you give nothing. But according to Rabbi Meir, who says, a person always means something by what he says. Ein adamosi dvar levatala. So then you would have to pay at least the dummim in the background. So says the Gemara, ha'amar chada zimna. We already learned this earlier. Damar of gidol amarav. Ha'amar erech kli ze alai nosin damav. Somebody says, I want to give the erech of a kli, which a kli doesn't have an erech. So do we assume everybody knows that, and therefore they must mean dummim here? Or, no. So that was the machlokas we already had. Rameir and the Rabbanan. So what's the chiddush here? So ma'u detema. Over there, fine, we understand, because everybody knows that there's no arachin for kalim. The garva ador l'shem damim, therefore he must have meant damim, according to Rabbi Meir. Aval hacha mita katoy, but over here, maybe he's making a mistake. The savar, ki echad ika erech roshi verek fedi, ikanami erech yod verek ragli. Maybe he thinks, just like certain parts of the body have an erech, so do these. Aval temelo kamar, but he has no intention of giving damim. Kamash balon, we say damim is still in the background. Period. Erech roshi v'erech kfeidi nosin derech kulo my taima nefashos kamarachmana. We said the word nefashos includes anything that the nefesh is talibo. Zeha klal darshan shem talibo v'chulu la'asuye min arkubu l'mala. Includes if somebody wants to give the erech of their leg above the knee and down. Because that is a trefa. Arkubu above the leg. And that's what's being included. Chatzi erech yalai nosin v'chulu tan rabbanan. Chatzi erech yalai nosin chatzi erko. Half of my erech he gives half. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer Loka V'nosin Erech Shalem. If he wants to give half, he gets Malkus, and he has to give his whole Erech. So the Gemara, what? Loka Hamai. Why is he getting Malkus for? So I'm not Papa, no. Loka Be'erech Shalem. No, it doesn't mean Malkus. It means we hit him with the full value. Loka Be'erech Shalem. Why? My Taima. Gzeira Chatzi Erki Atu Erech Chatzi. It's very confusing in the Mishnah. You got to focus. Like, what? Chatzi Erki Erki Chatzi? So we don't have confusions, and we never want you to be moel behektish. Therefore, you always say, always give full. Fine. So you always give the whole. because of the Xerah de Rabbanan. Chati de Me'alai Nosei V'chulu, de Me'chazi Alai Nosei de Me'kulo. My Taima, Neder Be'er Kachanafashas Ksiv. Same thing. And if it's de Me'chazi, so that's de Me' of Dabar Shana Shama Tluyabo, and therefore you're going to be Chayef Hol. Ze'akla, Dabar Shana Shama Tluyabo, La Suye Minakubo Lamala. Again, Tan Rabbanan, Hama'arechazi Erech Kli. What about this case? You have two problems. You want to give the erech of half a kli. Erech of a kli we had before. That was machlokas. What about the erech of half a kli? So Rimeir Omer no sin damav. Rimeir says, yeah, you give half. You give the damim of that. Rechamim Omer lo amar klum. Rechamim say, no, you don't give anything in that case. Like they said earlier. Period. Rava chalash. Rava was sick. Olagabe Abaye v'Rabbanan. Abaye and the Rabbanan came to visit him v'yasi v'kamri. And they were saying, they asked Akasha. What do we have to know that detail for? Because you talk in Torah, even if somebody's sick. Bishlama, Rabbi Meir, Kazareda, Damazi, Rabbi Matala. According to Rabbi Meir, I understand you have to pay half by the half a kli. Why? Loshna, Kulav, Loshna, Chesio. He always says, Eina, Damazi, Rabbi Matala, no matter what you said. And therefore you have to pay half in this case. Avo, Rabbanon, Maika, Savri. But according to the Rabbanon, what's the chiddush of saying if you say you have to give half a kli, you give nothing? If they really hold a person says things for nothing and they don't mean anything by it, Afilu Kulanami. So that's the chiddush of saying you have to give the whole kli, you give nothing. We have to say the case of the half the kli. The ena the mosi devar levatala, and if the rabbanon in this case hold like Rabbi Meir, afilu chasyonami, you should have to give half. So who are these rabbanon that are arguing in the half a kli case? So amar lahu. So he answers. We're going to give some lu rava rabbanon dahacha kribi Meir svirah savrila the savrila krib Shimon. These rabbanon hold a little bit like Rameir and a little bit like Rav Shimon. Savri la Kirby Meir da ida da mosi devar levatala. They hold like Rameir who says a person is da mosi devar levatala, and therefore if he would say the whole kli, he would have to give the whole value of the kli. If he would have said that, that's why he doesn't say that case. But savri la Kirby Shimon da amar shlo is nadiv kederacham is nadivim. But they hold like Rav Shimon that if you say something unusual, Rav Shimon, the source of Rav Shimon is in Maseches Menachos, where if somebody wants to give a nedava, a mincha made out of barley, it's meaningless because barley is only the carbon of omer. All nedavas are grain, are wheat. So therefore, Shimon says, you chayev nothing there. So here too, nobody gives half a kli, and therefore, you're chayev nothing in that case. So Gemara says, kule orche lis naduve, all of it, that it's the derech to be misnadev, pagilav orche lis naduve. But people don't give half. And that's why you'd be potter in this case. Okay. It's a fat omud. Says the Gemara, Ha'omer erko shel ploni alai v'mezano de v'chulu. So, yes, my new, shamad bedin hainu hach. What's this case? Also, I mean, this is din like we said earlier in the Mishnah, so it's the same case. So, Sefet Shri Chalei, you know, the Chiddush is the next line. Domov shel ploni alai v'mez hanoder yitnu yarshim. If the noder dies, his yarshim still has to give it as long as the nidar is still alive. So why? Ma'u detema kivan de lo amduha. You might have said, since they, right, we had Amad Sadin yet, but they didn't do Omud yet. Since they didn't Omid him, lo ishtabin nichsei, his nechasim aren't mishubid, so he, once he died, they don't have to give it. Kamashvala, no. Kivan de Amad bedin, ishtabude ishtabin nichsei. Ve'umdina, giluyi milsa ba'almahu. Right, once they had the Amad Sadin, the nechasim are mishubid. And the umdana is just gilui milsa, the seeing how much he is worth. Interesting lashon, considering what we just said at the beginning of today's shiur. How umdana, there's something formal about the process of umdana, and now the Gemara is calling it gilui milsa. If it's just gilui milsa, then what do you have to do the whole process for if you just did it? So maybe it's only gilui, it's called a gilui milsa only after Hamadas Adin. But the process itself wouldn't be called gilui milsa. Maybe. Okay. Vayter, next Mishnah. Shor ze ola. Once we're talking about hakdasha processes, so we talk about this as follows. Shor ze ola ubaye ze karban. If somebody says, this ox I'm going to give as an ola. This house I'm going to give as a karban. Umeis hashar benafal abayis, and the ox died, or the house fell down, Rashi says, before the gizbar came to collect. So padim l'shalim is pater. Because that's like a language, what we would call of nidava, as compared to neder. You say this one, so what's this one's out here, that's it, you're pater. Shor ze alai ola, ubaye ze alai karban. If you add in the word alai, so that's a lashon of like a neder, right? Also, a difference between a shvu and a neder. So, meis hashor, benafel abayis chayv l'shalim. So, if the then you chayv to pay, because the word alai says, you've taken on yourself achrayis. Amr b'chia barav lo shanu, ela de amar de mei, shor ze alai ola. When are you still chayiv if something happens to it? If you added in the word Demei. And if you look in old Mishnayis, if you look in the old Mishnayis, Yochanan Boaz and the Kahati, it has the word Demei in parentheses in the Mishnayis. So, if, as long as he said Demei, that's when you have to pay, because then you're saying you want it right now. Aval Omar, Shor Ze Alai Ola? So if you showed Shor Ze Alai, then you're not going to be chayiv. Why? Kivan to Amar Zev Amazin Chayiv Achriyuso. A lie Lahavio Kamar. A lie is just added in to say I'm really going to bring it. But the key is Zev. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is because usually we have the word Zev means this. The word Alai means it's upon me and I'm Chayiv Achriyus. What if you have both words? So Rav is teaching me that if you have both words, the Zev word wins out, and therefore you're not Chayiv unless you said Demei. Demei Ze Alai, then Demei is Mashma the Damim. That's what you're Mechuyiv. So is this really true? Meisve says the Tosefta, Shor Ze Ola Hashor Hekdish. Shor Ze Ola. If I say this ox is supposed to be an Ola Hashor Hekdish, it's automatically Hekdish. Umalin Bo, and I violate Meila from this ox. Meis Onigna. But if something happens to it, Inu Chayiv Achriyuso. I'm not Chayiv because I said Shor Ze. That's case of Nadava. Shor Ze Alai Ola Hashor Hekdish Umalin Bo Meis Onigna Chayiv Achriyuso. So the Tosefta doesn't have the word Demei. So the Gemara says, what's the big deal? Mi alima mi masnisan. Is this stronger than our Mishnah to ukimna to kamar demei? We were mokim the Mishnah as demei, so akanami to kamar demei. So we said that this also means demei. And the demei, you said demei ze alai, that's the case where you'd be chayiv. Says the Gemara, no, vami de seifa to kamar demei, resha de lo kamar demei. No, the next line of the Tosefta talks about Demei. So the previous line can't be. Why? Diktani Sefer, the next line says, Demei Shor Ola Hashar Chulin. If I say the Demei Shor should be an Ola, then the Shor is Chulin. Because I'm saying just the value of this ox should be Hektish. I'm not saying anything about the ox. So that's a case of Chulin, Vein Mal, and Bo, and the Zomila, and Meso Nigna, Vein Echab Echriuso. Because the Shor is not, I'm not Chayiv Achrayis at all on it. I'm a Chayiv Achrayis dumb of, but I'm Chayiv in the Achrayis of the value, because that's how I interpret my words. I want to give the value of this ox. Question mark. So you see the Seifa, the last case has Demei, the previous case shouldn't have Demei, so it's a Kasha on Rav. So the Gemara answers no. Reisha v'Seifa to Kamar Demei. Both are Demei, no problem. Reisha de Amar Yakdish Asher L'Domav. We just interpret, though, that the first case is where you actually want to give the oxes, the ox, right, bedek abayis, and you want it to be evaluated. Yakdish hashor l'damav, and that's why the ox is subject to meila. The seifa de ka'amar l'kishe yavo damav yikdishu. The seifa, I interpret his words to mean I want to give the value of this ox, but the ox is nothing. The ox is not hektish at all, and that's why there's no meila. But really, both are damim, and therefore there's no kasha on rav. Ends the gemara. 1 second. The damim of this ox. And you can be makdish that, von it, eight of the makdish, davar shlobal olam. It's not ears, davar shlobal olam. How can you be makdish that? Am Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Hamani Rabbi Meir, he, davar the makdish, davar shlobal olam. It's talking about Rabbi Meir. Ikadami, a different version, Amalir Pabal Abayev, Amalir Rami Barchamalur of Chizda. Come on, Rabbi Meir, davar makdish, davar shlobal olam. Amalay, Vela, come on, who else? Right, so therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, holds Adam Makdish Dover Shalabola Olam. Period, stop there. The problem of in Adam Makdish, in Adam Mocher, Dover Shalabola Olams, just keep in mind, there are three suggested problems in the Rishonim, really, but the Achronim really flesh it out. Again, obviously, a Shas topic. What is the problem of in Adam Makdish or Makner Dover Shalabola Olam? Is it a problem of Maisa Kinyan? You need something, a Ba'en. You can't be Kone or Makne or sell or buy an if it's not there. It's a chisaron in the Maisa Kinyan, number one. Number two, is it a chisaron in the Bailus? I don't own it yet, so I can't do it. It's a problem in the Gavra. Not in the Maisa, but in the Gavra. Or the third idea, it's also in the Gavra, but it's a lack of Gemira's Das. That's what other Achronim say. And that is that if it's not here, you can't think that I'm so serious. I'm not really committing to it. A lack of Gemira's Das. So there are many nafkaminas. What if I could substitute something to show that I'm serious? Shvua. Does a shvua overcome? Does situmta, if there's a minog asochrim, that they always do this? That's a nafkamino for in on the makdash shabbat olam. Again, it's a huge topic. Just to keep in mind, the Rambam sheet in on the makdash shabbat olam is intriguing. I'll just mention three Rambams. Not putting it all together now, but three Rambams. One we always like to mention. Rambam says if a man goes up to another man and says, I want to marry your daughter that your wife is pregnant with. So the Rambam says that as long as the wife is at least hukar ubra, the marriage works. And she just marry again, so you marry her with a marriage she'ein bo dofi. That's in Zayin to Zayin and Ishus. Number one. So you see, the Rambam is saying an Ubar is Bala Olam, or you can marry a Darshan Bala Olam. Number two, the other two other Rambams, one that we haven't mentioned before. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira. Hilchos Mechira. Hamocher, no, sorry, where is this? The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira in Chav Beis. Here it is. In Chav Beis Tesvav, the Rambam says, Din hektish v'din aniyim v'din nedarim eino k'din hedyot b'kniyaso. Shilo amar adam kol mashe telig behemti yehektish l'bet ha-kabayis. If somebody says, whatever my animal gives birth to, I'm going to give to tzedaka, or I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash, ap al pi she'eino miskadish l'fi she'eino ba'olam, har is a chayiv l'kayim devaro. You still have a chayiv to be mekayim it. Even though it's not hektish automatically. And the Rambam says that the Gaonim argue on this, but I argue on the Gaonim. That is another Rambam. The other Rambam to mention is that what we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, and that is if somebody promises to be makdish, a davar shel bala olam, that works. You can't be makdish davar shel bala olam, but you can be mechayiv yourself to be makdish davar shel bala olam. That again is the Rambam, and that's what he quotes from Yaakov Avinu. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Vav of Hilchos Arachin. Yearly, Shavu Vishena, the Magdash Shavu Shlomo La'olam, Im Amar, Hare, Alai La'akdisho, Hare Zachai La'akdisho, Kishayavu La'olam, Mishim Neder. You could have a Neder on the Darshavu La'olam. Okay, this is a number of the Rambams to put together, but either way, that is an important sugya. Okay, we'll stop here. Just looking ahead, Bezrem, I think Monday, I don't think it's going to be a Shir. Bezrem, tomorrow and Sunday, I'm going to be away on Monday, but Bezrem, we'll continue tomorrow.